Today's segment of the
Blog Talk Radio
is sponsored in part by Credit Repair Education Services, celebrating over 18 years of A-plus rated customer service and satisfaction by the Better Business Bureau. Check them out today. Their number is 910-813-8525. The email is crestservices@outlook.com, youtube.com, the McGirt. There's a Facebook group under Crest Services Consumer Advocacy Program. If you or someone you know needs their credit rebuilt, restored, and renewed, check those platforms out today. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dr. McGirt, host of the McGirt Show Global Media on blogtalkradio.com/TheMcGirt, youtube.com/TheMcGirt, facebook.com/BobbyDaleMcGirt. We are so happy to have with us today an awesome guest from Raleigh, North Carolina, Mr. David Zoniger of Raleigh, North Carolina, who is the World Financial Marketing Group, and we are so happy to have him. Welcome to the show, Mr. David Zoniger. Welcome, Mr. Zoniger.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
You are indeed welcome. Kind of give the listeners an intro of who you are, where you're from, and the native country that you were born in, where that you got that exotic, awesome accent.
Once again, David Zoniger. I am from Central America. My homeland. I am Arizona.
Didn't even have to go back to school to get to
doing it and talk to them about it before you really go into it.
That's true.
So I started trying to talk to different financial people about, you know, like, what you do. And it seemed like nobody wanted to share the information.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened that I ran into a young lady that was actually in a class with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I would like for you to come with me and have a company with you, a company that allows people in the financial industry on a part-time basis. That's not possible, but I've been everywhere and nobody will let you do that. So she said, no, you need to come and see, come and think.
Mm-hmm.
I went over there, and there was this presentation that gave me about the same company and all the great things that they're doing. How great they are. And when they started talking, I was like, wow, this is the opportunity for me to stay in the room. And that's how I felt like all of a sudden somebody opened the back door for me to stay here. And I'm going to get all the information that I get.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, that's what I did. Every piece of information about finance that I can get my hands on, I got my hands on. And I started studying. And I started learning. And I learned the things that the wealthy were doing, the wealthy, that always various people were put together to make sure that, you know, they limit their taxes, all these different things, and just basically gathering all the information. So one of the gentlemen who was there, at the time he was getting ready to be one of the show, he put me in the back and said, hey, can I ask you a question? So he walked me to the what are you going to do with all that information you got? I said, oh, you know, for me, so I know what to do. He said, well, why don't you share that with people? Why don't you start making an income, sharing that information with people?
Yes.
And I said, wow, can you do that? He said, yes. I said, I've been here almost a year because I've been doing that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we got to better, but just continue to study it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so let me show you now with all the information you have, how to build a business.
Mm-hmm.
I said, wait a minute, you're going to teach me how to build a business? He said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, so if you're teaching me how to build a business, how much do I have to pay you? He said, oh, I'm not charging you anything. My business is to make sure you're successful.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they do that at? That was my first question. Where do they do that at?
Mm-hmm.
So what keeps going on with this?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was probably laying out things for me that I had never seen before.
Wow.
They started teaching me. They started educating me. They started mentoring me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. All I knew was that there was somebody who just built that plan for me without even letting me know who it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to find out there was a multi-millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And then they introduced me to another mentor of mine who was actually the founder of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know that.
Wow.
But I tell people, if you want to get ahead, if you really want to learn a certain thing, find people who are doing it
mm-hmm.
and ask them how.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Find that. That doesn't, hey, think about it. That won't put you in any student loan debt.
That's right.
Ask them if you can take them up a call. Mm-hmm. I'm a startup for somebody to tell you how they became successful, that you might be able to emulate.
Mm-hmm.
That's well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's right.
letting us believe.
That's right.
A lot of old financial planners are retiring.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're trying to figure out, hey, we have this COVID thing. How do we work outside of the bank? We're trying to get different things done.
Right.
Thank you.
Today's episode of the McGirt Show Global Media is sponsored in part by Credit Repair Education Services, celebrating over 18 years of renewing, restoring, and rebuilding consumers' credit all over the nation. Check them out today. They're rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. You can view them at youtube.com/TheMcGirt or check out their free advocate. At Consumer Advocacy Group at facebook.com/ Credit Repair Consumer Advocacy Program on Facebook. You'll be glad you did. Again, thanks so much for listening to the McGirt Show Global Media, and tune in again.